The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Falling from the sky like lonely tears.
That's a good way to get in a good mood, Al.
That's great. Good morning. Hope you're crying in your coffee now with the saloon tune. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning.
He's talking about rain.
Yeah, there you
Falling
go.
Falling from the skies.
I got it. Hey, Piscopo in the Morning. Good morning, 6:06. And any Francis Albert is good Francis Albert. Frankie's here. Albert's here. It's Friday. You made it. I can't believe we made it. And I'm thinking that this was great. Thank you, first of all, for coming to the business breakfast yesterday. That was so great to see everybody there. It was just so nice to always see you and all the nice presents that I hold before me now. Thank you, Dee. That was so nice. Look at all these little goodies that I have and all these the grateful, thankful, blessed. A nice little sign here. Appreciate it very much. It means more than we can tell you. June, Jersey. June gave us beautiful chocolates. She gave me espresso chocolate beans. June, thank you, because that will keep me fired up like I need that right in the morning. 6:06. Oh, I want to put my AM 970 hat on, because when I put my hat on, I feel like Superman. When I put my AM 970 hat on, I just feel like Superman. As we go into radio, and our new foray here at the radio station, AM 970 The Answer, and there's moments like Kanye West in the Oval Office, I just thank God. I don't know. You couldn't create it on Saturday Night Live. You couldn't make it up. I loved every single moment, except when Kanye used some foul language in front of the president. What was he supposed to do? But goodness gracious, you have to just love the moment. I'm watching this thing unfold, obsessed with like Kanye West in the Oval Office with Jim Brown, you know, world-class NFLer Jim Brown, who does great jobs in prison. And I'm going to break it down why it was important that Kanye was there. And I wish that the previous administration would have brought someone in that understood politics the way, I swear to goodness, Kanye West does. I didn't like the way Kanye at one of those music awards took the award away from Taylor Swift or something like that. Remember, that was crazy. But I remember hearing about Kanye in Chicago long ago, and before he really broke big, they said he was a good guy. But I'm telling you, he made sense in the Oval Office. And I think that's why the left is very, very upset about it more than anything else. Aside from it being so different. But if that wasn't like a Donald Trump moment, I don't know what was. I thought it was just so interesting. There's a lot of news to get into. But on this Kanye thing, and while we're on it, do you listen to Kanye? Do I listen to Kanye? I probably not. But he's like really one of the most popular rappers, musicians, entertainers. He's got the clothesline and everything that he has. But when he started, what did I talk about yesterday? When I said, I hope Kanye West talks to the president about manufacturing. Did you hear Joey say that on radio? Did you? Excuse me. Did you hear Joey say, I've been railing about this for years because it's what? It's common sense. It's what we try to do on this radio show. So you got a young black man go before the president. They say the president hates women. They say the president hates anybody ethnic. Meantime, black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been. And Kanye comes in and goes, you got to take, don't give the jobs to China. Bring them down. What did he say? Manufacture them into the areas where we're from, meaning the black community. Excuse me, what have I been saying? What have I been real? I talked to Jay Weber about it yesterday. I constantly talk about it on the air because that's the answer. And that's where we're going to go with this administration. That's why when I say right president at the right time, there it is right there. And the liberals and the left, all they do is criticize. Why don't they say, okay, you brought Kanye in. Now, you know, we're going to bring, why doesn't Jay-Z go visit Chuck Schumer? I don't know. You know, what? Let's bring the whole black community in to politics and hear what they've got to say. But there's never, this is going to sound crazy because Kanye West, you know, he's all over the place kind of. He's making more sense than any other entertainer, no matter what color that I've heard. And you have to stay with him. But when you talk about bringing jobs back and don't using prison is like slavery, he's right. And the only thing he said about stop and frisk, you got to turn that over to law enforcement. If law enforcement is telling the president you need to stop and frisk and you need stop and frisk. But he said it, and it was bold of him to say that in front of the president, that we don't want stop and frisk in the communities. But the fact of the matter is, you want jobs. You want to bring manufacturing back. And if I said once, I've said 1,000 times, and thank you, because I know you listen, I know you heard it. Nobody else cares. I don't get anybody in the network or that I work for, anybody in the station I work for. Hey, you know, Joe, you're ahead of the curve, because you and I, you listening, are ahead of the curve. We are, because we've been saying this. In the name of God Almighty, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I don't know who's listening, but somebody's listening, because I've been saying, you got to go. Why don't they do, you got all these huge pharmaceuticals in the state of New Jersey. Why don't you bring basic generic pharmaceuticals to Paterson, New Jersey? Why don't you go down south outside of Vineland, some of the stressed areas down in southern New Jersey? I'm just saying, upstate New York. You make Nike shoes. You go into some of these inner city stressed cities. It's going to take a generation. I've been saying this till I'm blue in the face. It'll take more than a generation. It may take 10, maybe 20 years, you know, because like it's exactly what Kanye West was saying to the president. People have no choice in those areas of the United States but to go to the wrong side of the law, because it's the only way they can make a living. There's no jobs. You got to create a community. You can't just, let's do a charter school. Let's do let's do some special housing. They should have housing fix where the problem started. You can't just ship it out and abandon, you know, where the problem is emanating from, whether it's a school, whether it's a community, whether it's a high crime area. There's a reason for that. There's no jobs. And the Democrats, and listen, I'm guilty as charged, because I was a liberal. I was a blue dog Democrat for many years, and I kind of backed all those social programs. But, you know, when you start giving folks, and, you know, it's a social comment, but it's so true. You give everybody everything for free, they're not going to ever want to work for it. You know that. And as a matter of fact, when you think about if you're my age and you had grandparents that came over to America, you couldn't give them charity. You couldn't give them, what, give me money? I told you, my grandfather was in Newark, and they would hand out turkeys at Thanksgiving, you know, to the immigrants, the legal immigrants that came in. My grandfather never took the turkey. I don't need that. Thank you, though. If that's the attitude you want when you come to America. There's nothing when you come into this country. You can't adopt the laws. The problem is, and you see what's happening, like in Minnesota, I saw a story on, Fox this morning, where in Minnesota, they're not allowed, the police are not allowed to ask people if you're legal in the country. You're not allowed to ask if you're legal in the country. Don't you understand, when you come in here, that's when I say the tenets and the sovereignty and the foundation of the United States will be ripped away from us. They'll be ripped away. If you bring people in that bring their laws and their mindset and their ways and their customs are fine, because that's what makes the country great. But the second you bring in their laws, and we have to adapt to their laws. This is the United States. You come here and you learn the way we are, and you love this country, or you get the hell out. And if you're not from here, then you got to tell a police officer, no, I'm not from here. You know, and that, with the voter ID, my buddy sent me something in Chicago. If you get an ID card, you could use it as voter registration. This will kill America. You'll take everything that we know in America. It's being slipped away and ripped away. It's exactly what they're doing. And the liberals like it because it's all votes for them. And it's not even the liberals. I know good liberal Democrats. And I don't disagree with a lot of the social programs they're talking about. It's the progressive socialist communists. There's a way left movement in this country that is just trying to take us down. So, and you know, where are we when you have Donald Trump as president and Kanye West starts making sense? Huh? You think, well, did you hear from the last administration or the administration before that? Come on. That who you know when Kanye goes in there and he says I love the president, hugs the president. Oh man, you gotta love it. The black man goes over, hugs the president like that. Maxine Waters goes, oh, get out of here. Maxine Waters starts yelling. They can't stand it. I loved every minute of it. You gotta embrace it. You gotta laugh about it, but please don't lose sight of the fact. And I don't want you to think your old pal Joe is losing it either. But I agree with Kanye West. Hear what that man said. He was on the money. He was saying he was on the money. The way the progressive socialists treat the black community in the inner city is akin to slavery. They enable, they just want them that community to vote. And I've been railing on this radio show, and I'm grateful to my bosses and to the network for allowing me to have these airwaves. It's a great platform. Put the jobs in the inner cities. You'll turn this country around. Where the inner cities go, so go the nation. Fix it, man. You could get right in there. Bring the jobs back. And you got to go to Nike. And you got to go to Kaepernick. And you got to say, you're not going to kneel. You're going to kneel for the anthem. You're not going to stand for the anthem. You're not going to put your hand over your heart. You're going to take away the sovereignty of the country. Then at least bring jobs back. Then bring jobs back and stop with the slave labor that's over there. It is so easy. And I'm glad that this whole Kanye West thing happened. I think it's important. It sparks a conversation that you and I have been talking about on this radio show for how many years now, right? Now maybe people are going to get the message. Bring it back. And how does Nike get away with it? How does Nike get away with putting an ad up with this Kaepernick guy who hasn't done a thing for his community? He hasn't done a thing. Yet, you get Michael Jordan. If you don't like Kanye West, then get Michael Jordan and get Jay-Z and get Barack Obama. Could go to sit with Maxine Waters, with some Democrat, and come up with something to help out the stressed areas of America. Don't get me started. Oh, happy Friday. I just think it was great. It was great that Kanye was in there. Other stories, too. This North Carolina pastor who has been detained in Turkey for 2 years, maybe coming home. That's a big story. The Wall Street Journal reporting that a deal has been reached and Andrew Brunson will be handed his passport and board a U.S.-bound plane today. We will stay on this. Hopefully that will work. Brunson was due to appear in court this morning in Turkey. Turkish officials claim Brunson committed crimes on behalf of terror groups. We don't know exactly what goes on over there. You just don't know, but hopefully he'll be coming home. And I know the vice president has been on that. President Trump going to Ohio. Hey, by the way, I'd love to see the president take a trip down to the panhandle of Florida like today. Did you see some of the damage down there? You didn't realize. We didn't see it. And I don't know why. We were doing the breakfast yesterday, and I started watching and concentrating on what was happening. They got so slammed down there, and there's only six deaths, but one death is too many. But it's in a terrible disarray in the panhandle of Florida, and hopefully the government is on top of that, and I believe they are. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Wally Hines is with us, our Salem News Capitol Hill correspondent. We're going to see what's going on with this political fallout from Kavanaugh, and what is Washington thinking about Kanye West. Oh, and Kid Rock. Kid Rock was at the White House. I love it. Come on. Gary Goldberg's going to tell you what's going on with the stocks. I think because the Feds raised these rates, I think that's what causes this unrest in the stock market. Gary will break that down for us. Jeffrey Lyons, he'll tell you what films to see. Mike Gallagher on. Mike's on 10:05. And then we'll talk to Mike Becchione and Jerry Schmetterer, author of a new book, Behind the Murder Curtain, Special Agent Bruce Sackman Hunts Doctors and Nurses Who Kill Our Veterans. Look out. You don't want to miss that in the 9 o'clock hour. And Mary Papuyo, sports director for AM 970, The Answer, will join us in break down. What happened to the Giants? Hello. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio. Frankie, so I got to tell you what happened. So Frankie goes like this as we go off the air. He goes, and I see what Frankie really wants. He can never ask for anything, Morano. He never asks for anything, right? Al can't wait. Al's got his backpack on as he does the 10 o'clock news. Al has his backpack on, ready to rock out of here, boom, fly out of here, right? So Frank goes, you're going to go over to this bar, to me. And I'm going, I go, Frank, I got to pick the kids up. And, you know, my usual answer when anyone asks me to do anything. So he goes, well, just come, you know, they would love to see you over there. I go, well, where's the bar? So I go, and I don't think about it, thinking like Frankie will forget that he asked me, you know, 1, 2, 3 drinks in, Frank will forget that he asked me, you know, where the bar, you know, tell me where the bar. So I grab a workout at the Passaic County College. That was great gym in there. I said, can I go? And I was in my full suit and tie, and I grabbed a light workout in this gym, which was great. It was so nice, and thanks to everybody over there at the Passaic County Community College. I had a great, and then I get the text. Frank texts me. Five boroughs go, here's the address to the bar. And I'm going, oh, you know, you don't want to go. Oh. So I go back, I wrangle everything in the hotel room. Again, I got to break down the hotel room. I pack and I look at the clock and I'm pretty good. I'm like an hour ahead of myself. I'm going to the bar. I don't ever. So I'm looking where it is. I go, it's pouring rain and I got the GPS. And it's not right around the corner, like Frank said. He goes, oh, it's right around the corner. No, it's right there, like that. Not so much. I'm running around Haskell, New Jersey. I'm going down the bar. And I look, and there is a bar that, man, could have been, it could be used in any movie, you know, for any period piece of a typical American bar. Roadside bar was great. And the Flips or Flippers or something like that. And I walk in, the driving rain. I get out of my soaking wet. I walk in, and there's a group. And there's Frank and Debbie was there. And they cheer. And we end up playing. I didn't have a drink because, God forbid, I should enjoy myself completely. But we played pool. I haven't played pool in many, many years. Frankie, that was like something out of The Hustler.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't know. I should not be surprised, but people should know. You are a remarkably skilled pool player.
Well, it's
I mean,
the way
remarkably
that you use it.
So not only so I mean, I knew you could play 70 instruments. I knew you could sing. Yeah, I knew you could do comedy. I knew you could act. I knew you could be on radio. Well. I knew you're a bodybuilder. I had no idea, sincerely, what an accomplished pool player you are. No. Joe would not even count shots unless they went into exactly the pocket that he called. If he sinked the ball, if it was in the corner pocket instead of the side pocket, wouldn't count. Everyone's saying, no, you could count it. You could count it. No, it's not right. Go ahead. And so then he starts putting the pool cue behind his back and making shots behind his back. It was really, first of all, I'm remarkable. I'm amazed that you came, especially once it started pouring rain.
You asked.
Frank
asked.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. See, unlike when Joe offered you the opportunity to have Chinese food with him, you chose to have a hamburger
Chinese
by yourself, you know, in a bar.
Chicken and broccoli in Joe's room.
But so I'm amazed that you came. I'm amazed that you stayed as long as you did. I'm floored that you were as skilled a pool player as you were. And then the one aspect of your visit that did not surprise me in the least was that even though you had nothing to drink, not even a Sprite, you tipped both barmaids quite handsome.
Oh, come on. Really?
Well, she was very, very nice, the barmaid, and she was there.
But she didn't buy anything.
No, but I, and you know what I did? I tipped one. We'll go.
Wait a second. You didn't have a drink. There's nothing to eat there because, you know.
There is food. They had chicken piccata. I offered to get Joe. He wants some chicken.
You know,
But really.
It was so great. When we come back, let's get into this because there's a lot of news. But Debbie, am I right? It was like such a scene out of a movie. This roadside bar.
Yeah.
And it was only like a half a dozen. Matt was there. Said, what was it? Debbie
Darren
was there.
Yep.
Darren was there.
Oh, wait,
you
challenged Darren and he only has one eye playing pool. I mean, that was silly.
Darren was not there.
I didn't. Darren was not there.
Oh, Darren was there.
No,
he wasn't there. That's right.
It was some other one-eyed guy that we saw.
well, Joe is unbelievable at pool. Frank is right. Joe was unreal.
I couldn't believe it.
It was unbelievable.
No, it was so funny. But it was the bar, and then in the back room with the low light over the pool table. It was like a movie. Am I right?
Joe,
the only thing missing was me with a bourbon in my hand.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you with Frank Sinatra, the bourbon. But you know what? I went there once. Maybe I was like 18 or 19.
Yeah, you said.
I mean,
that, right?
And it was like a smoke filled old bar. It was like real. I was like, why is Frank bringing us to Flip? And then I went in there. there. I was like, oh, they redid it. It's kind of nice in there now.
With the tin ceiling, the tin ceiling, you know,
cool.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was why. Oh man, I could spend a night there. I tell you what,
that place is really cool.
I almost did. We had to pry ourselves out of there, Debbie. Right?
It was fun. Dang. And what a great event at Passaic County Community College yesterday. But we had so much
was
fun.
And if you're listening, me and Debbie and Frank and I, we so appreciate you showing up and mm-hmm. being there and being such dear friends and part of this family. We never, ever, ever take that for granted. And Debbie, it was great to hang with you just a little bit. Right now, it's rainy. It's New mm-hmm. York City. That means traffic. 624 with Debbie on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, it's busy on the Deegan south of Van Cortlandt Park with a collision. Flooding on the eastbound BQE at Cabin Plaza to deal with. Westbound BQE right at the Brooklyn Bridge. An accident there. It's a big mess on the FDR Drive north. As you get up through the 30s, southbound FDR Drive at 34th Street, that's an accident waiting for you. Flooding on the southbound side of the Van Wyck at the Jackie Robinson as well. So please use caution. We're going to take it to the LIE West at Deer Park Avenue. They're cleaning up an accident there on the island. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln okay at the tolls, but busy through Project 495. Holland still about 15 to 20. 1 and 9 North closed at Avenel Street over in Woodbridge. That's an accident with a down pole. 71, flood in Deal, and watch for a speed restriction at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
She is called the queen of court journalism, having covered most every celebrity trial in the last 40 years, including O.J., Phil Spector, Michael Jackson, Charles Manson, Rodney King, Sirhan Sirhan, and the Menendez brothers, and oh, the story she has to tell. This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi and Royal Oaks. These are tidbits behind the headlines. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo. I don't think there's any more important service in any community than a hospital emergency room. The ER is where you go in crisis and where you expect to find dedicated, talented professionals any time of the day or night. Let me tell you that the ER at Trinitas Regional Medical Center is such a place in the Elizabeth and Union County communities. And the best news is Trinitas is growing their ER to serve you better. They're doubling the number of treatment rooms, adding state-of-the-art technology, and creating separate private areas for families and seniors. The community is 100% behind Trinitas, and they're donating the entire $18 million cost of this project. Trinitas is an outstanding place for healing. I've been there. I've met the people. Please learn more about Trinitas Regional Medical Center by visiting TrinitasRMC.org today. That's TrinitasRMC.org. Thank you.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Like AM 970, The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer. It's a long way.
Good morning, Jersey Joe, at 6:27 on your Friday. So great to have you with us on October 12th, 2018. It's raining in New York. Please be careful, and that means a lot of traffic. We'll keep you abreast of everything. It is pretty wild out there, and the weather's been nuts. It was crazy yesterday. But thanks again for being there. Thank you, a big thank you to Mitchell Modell for coming. Steve Adubato does a great job, as always. And I saw Ace was there, while Thomas Supark was there, Joan Herman. But Mitchell, you know, when I see, and I have the privilege of hanging with, and a lot of us in New York hang with Mitchell Modell because he's everywhere. There's so much charity work around the city, and you run into each other. He is so busy, took the time, got there so early yesterday, Mitchell did. And, you know, you got to go to Mo's. We always tell you that. Well, this is a great man. He got up. He enjoyed himself. I could see it. He was having fun with all the people there. And we appreciate you coming to see Mitchell. And to Mitchell Modell, thank you for lending your great philanthropic and your brilliant business mind to AM 970. The Answer. Really appreciate that at our Salem Business Breakfast. We had so many nice people. This is Jersey June for Joe, Al, Frank, and Debbie. Thanks for cheering us up every morning. We love you guys. Love you right back, June. Thank you for your nice gift. And Dee, give me a nice plaque that I could put on my wall. Grateful, thankful, and blessed. I don't know. Does that jinx it if you put that on the wall, Frankie? Maybe.
No, I think that's very nice. Big thank you as well to Kathleen for my presidential Pez dispensers.
Oh, excuse me. That was the best gift. That was the best gift for you ever because I totally blew it. I cannot believe she found that.
Well, re-gifted, that was very nice. You re-gifted a gift for Frank before even giving him the gift.
That's more of a de-gifting than a re-gifting. Yeah. Speaking of D's, thank you as well to D, who gave me this delightful cigar preserver.
Yeah, and she gave me coasters that said Al's Bar, which was fantastic. Yeah, so thank you.
What's this, a cigar preserver? Like a plastic bag?
No, it's metal. It's from Things Remembered. It's very nice. It's made in China, but that's okay.
That is really soft.
But you start a cigar, and if you can't finish it, you put it in there, and it maintains its freshness somewhat. It doesn't go stale right away.
You see, when I say we gather around this kitchen table every morning, what family we are, because here you have Kathleen comes in and a listener comes in. She thinks and she knows Joe meant to give Frank a present, but he gave it to somebody else because in the heat of the moment, I had these great presidential Pez dispensers, and they were esoteric presidents. You know, it was like
Chester A. Arthur.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Cleveland.
Yeah. And Harrison, is that Wilbur?
Benjamin Harrison.
So I said, this is Murano. This is so Murano. And I get them, and I'm pleased. And then I'm on my way as I hit New York to Fox News. Neil Cavuto show. And I said, wow, this is great for Neil on the air. So I gave it to Neil. Neil loved it, by the way. But meantime, I never followed up. And I could never find another one. Kathleen saves the day. She doesn't forget. Now, that is family.
She'll buy you a present.
If that's not family, I don't know what it is, Kathleen.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And meantime, if you're a listener that doesn't get us gifts, how bad do you feel? I mean,
no,
really.
Stop. But if Joe buys you a present, make sure Joe gives it to you immediately because
that's
you
right.
could give it
that's
to somebody
right.
else.
And this is what we do. So then when we're at the bar yesterday, man, I'm telling you, and we're not supposed to talk about booze or anything on the air, but Frank, what were you drinking? It looked awfully good.
I was drinking bourbon. They have a pretty good. This is very much in the best
out of the
sense,
hustler, man. It was a scene out of the
hustler.
This is
in the best possible sense. This is a great dive bar, but it is a dive bar. So I get there first because we were pretty close.
You were thirsty,
and then Matt Sambolin, our operations director, comes in. And he orders, and I couldn't believe my ears when I heard this.
Don't
because there's only one other person in the bar other than me. And you could tell that other guy was in there. He comes in there every day. I mean, when there was two other people that came in, and the bartender had three patrons, you could tell she was surprised. So Matt comes in, and he orders, and why you would order this at this bar is beyond me.
Surely not
wine spritzer? No.
He orders an old-fashioned, right?
Oh, man.
But this is a bar, Joe, where you could tell as soon as you walk in that their specialty is really only drinks that have all the ingredients listed in the title, right? So this bartender, when he said the words old-fashioned, she was so panicked. You could tell not only did she not know how to make an old-fashioned, she had never heard of what an old-fashioned. She's used to handing people beer and pouring whiskey.
That's great.
So she managed to look it up on the internet and
old-fashioned
do what she could.
Old-fashioned is a popular drink.
Yes,
that's
but not at a dive bar.
It's an old drink, isn't
it? At 10 a.m.
Yeah. Well, it was an old drink. It wasn't. That's true. It was an old drink, but not anymore.
Right.
It's
you go there,
back.
You get that like a trendy Manhattan cocktail bar. Not
And the other thing I want to just say, we love the listeners that they come out and they see us and it's great and we love that. The issue that I have with the listeners is
here we go.
When you have headphones on and you're speaking into a microphone, it means that you're on the air. Twice yesterday, people were coming up to you, Joe, while you were talking. You weren't even looking at them.
Well,
and they come right up to you, and they start talking.
It
is the absolute rudest thing in the world.
Well, they don't know. It's all right.
How much more obvious could it be? You have headphones on, and you're speaking into a microphone.
Yeah.
Or and the other one is the creepy stare. I love Sam. He's a great listener.
Sam's the best.
He's wonderful. He brought you espresso. He called as he was on his way there or whatever.
Made a nice little meme online. We retweeted
absolutely.
That.
But you walk in, You have sunglasses on, and he is staring at us.
You know, let me stop you there again. Don't you think Sam would be a good bodyguard for me, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Don't you think so?
100%.
He's a tough guy. He's in shape. He looks cool.
Might cost you too much money, but yeah, he'd definitely
he
be
might
a great
I don't know if I can afford Sam. Right. He's doing pretty good.
No, 100%.
He's Egyptian. Don't you like having an Egyptian body? Isn't that kind of cool? Except when Big Mike can't make it or something like that?
No,
like
definitely. 100%.
Something like
but
that.
The stare, the whole time. I thought he was going to burn whatever hair I still have growing on my head off. Like that's to me, that is just
he's a good guy, but
I'm not saying he's not a good guy. It's just the staring. Just
the fact
look
of
away.
The matter, going to for me to get up and to go to a roadside bar. I'm being nice and go in there. And then Maria, that bartender, was lovely gal. Frankie said,
absolutely,
and
yes.
She was very very pleasant. So I made sure I tip her. Then I leave. This is me, Al. This is me.
You didn't buy a thing and you tipped.
Yeah,
people.
That is.
That is the honest thing I've ever heard in my life.
There weren't that many customers. I felt bad.
So what? There aren't many customers every day.
When we were there, we brought 6 or 7 people there. That was more customers than they've had at 11:30 in the morning in months.
First, you could have closed the two and went home.
Even the owner popped in. He looked at us as if we were a little suspicious.
Right.
He saw us. What are all these people
doing
here?
They're buying drinks?
Yeah.
So, but then there was another gal that was, I guess she was supposed to serve the food there or something, who just, she didn't do anything. But as I left and I'm driving away, this is so typical Piscopo. I swear to God, you know where I'm going. I go, I didn't tip the other girl. I tipped the Maria and now I'm feeling guilty. And I got to go, and I'm rushing back to the kids, and I go, so I call Frank. I go, Frank, you know that other girl? He goes, got it. I got it. He knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, come on.
I said, so thank you, Frank. You took care of that gal over there.
Yes, absolutely.
But she didn't buy anything. Yes. Why would you tip? Why would you have
was,
to
that's
tip?
Right. She was just standing there.
Got tipped for not providing any service. You know what the equivalent of the service was? It was pointing to the change machine so that Joe could get change to play billiards. That was the equivalent.
Listen to me. They got a change. I said, Frank's exactly right. She's there, and she's got a the apron, like an apron up way up high, you know, like that. And she's behind the bar standing. And I go, well, how do you do the pool table now? Do you walk over here, Joe? Let me help you. No. And she goes, there's the machine right
there.
Right. You get changed.
Right.
And she points, does not move a muscle. So I go, what change? Now I'm curious because I've never seen that before. You put the dollars in, and the quarters come out.
Now, did they know who you were?
Yes.
No.
They did. Okay. Yes, they did.
Whatever. So it was $1.50, right, Frank, for a game? And you put it in, and then boom, and then all the balls fall down, and you play. And it was great. But no, she didn't move or anything. But then that was one of that. They had a machine there. But what I loved about it was the low hang.
That's a great place. We should do the show
with the green velvet of the pool table, you know? Not so much velvet. I don't know what exactly.
Yeah, it was wild. No, but we should do, forget about a business breakfast. We should do a bartending breakfast there.
I'm going to wear an apron to see if Joe gives me a tip.
Listen, you walk by me, I'll get a tip like that. You know what was on yesterday? Johnny Dangerously was on. Was it last night? Yeah, it was on last night. I flicked around for a second. I saw Johnny Dangerously on. And as you look back, Amy Heckerling did a great job, the director, with the great Michael Keaton, you know. But there was a scene there with Ron Carey. Frankie, you know Ron Carey, the great actor, right? So he was playing the doorman, and Johnny Dangerously comes into his club. There's a scene in Johnny Dangerously, and he goes, oh, hey, Johnny, how you doing? Hey, how's your mother doing? She's such a great gal. And Michael stops as Johnny Dangerously, and he tips him once, right? And then Michael Keaton walks away as Johnny Dangerously goes into the club. And again, Ron Carey, as the doorman, goes, oh, if you ever need anything, your mother's the best person. He tips him again, you know, and that's what happens with me. When people are nice to me, the more they say, the more you tip. It's just something like that. I don't know if it's just, aren't we all like that? Kind of, if they're really nice like that, you could kind of tip more.
Usually only for people that are actually serving you, though.
Yeah, well, the movie, Ron Carey was just standing there. So it was the same thing. Hey, believe it or not, we got news this morning, and we're going to get into it. We're just catching up with a crazy day yesterday with everybody. Wally Hines is going to join us from Washington, dying to hear what the inside of the Beltway feels about Kanye West in the Oval Office. Come on, you can't make it up. It's 6:38, Joe on the radio. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
the answer.
62 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Republicans are demanding an investigation into the abrupt resignation of a top aide for Governor Murphy. Albert Alvarez was accused of sexually assaulting a female campaign volunteer last year. The Hudson County prosecutor investigated but didn't bring charges against the director of Latino Outreach. The woman finally asked the governor and his wife for a meeting in an email, and last week Alvarez resigned. An arrest is made in the drag racing crash that left the vice principal of New Brunswick High School dead. It happened along Stelton Road where vehicles were drag racing. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office says 21-year-old Freddie Garcia of Piscataway has been charged with aggravated manslaughter and causing death while driving with a suspended license. The crash killed 49-year-old Tyrone Harrison of Somerset, who was struck while walking near the Edison train station on Saturday. In sports, Giants crushed by the Eagles 34-13. The Giants now 1-5 on the season. Rangers pick up their first win of the season, skating past the Sharks in overtime 3-2. While the Devils shut out the Capitals at the Rock 6-0. Stuck in traffic, W. Hames got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it to the Deegan south of Van Cortlandt Park. Accident just cleared. Cross Bronx West is still busy into Westchester Avenue. That's an accident. Delays going back toward the Bruckner. The FDR drive south in the 30s, an accident blocking two lanes, and it's busy on the southbound Van Wyken to the Jackie Robinson with some ongoing flooding issues. Northern State eastbound at Wolf Hill Road, flooding to deal with over there as well. Inbound GWB, that's 30. Lincoln 5 at the tolls, but busy through Project 495 getting out toward the Helix. Over at the inbound Holland, that's going to be about 25 minutes in. Again, the Lincoln only 5 at the tolls. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning. Traffic is a problem on 1 and 9 North, getting up through Avenel Street into Woodbridge. Accident with a down pole. Garden State Parkway south at 142, a collision. And the Hutch southbound Weaver Street in Scarsdale, accident there as well. Rain this morning, clearing later on this afternoon, high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/join.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off. And they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Join AM 970, The Answer, and Manhattan GOP Chairwoman Andrea Katsimatidis on October 24th at the Elegant Empire Steakhouse on East 50th Street for Candidates and Cocktails, a live political forum hosted by John Katsimatidis, Kevin McCullough, and Mark Molinaro. Enjoy riveting political discourse and a live radio broadcast of Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis over Empire Steakhouse's sumptuous hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Tickets for this incredible evening begin at $75. For more information, go to AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning at 6:42. If your business is in need of a loan, here's some great news from Kearney Bank. Before you go anywhere else for a small business loan, check out Kearney Bank first, please. We had Vince Mico with us on the air yesterday. Vince is the best, and he can help you out. Kearney is dedicated to helping you get the funds that you need with fast approval and quick closings, reduced paperwork, and quicker access to your funds, you know. Whether it's new equipment, renovations, additional inventory, or your business is in need of additional working capital, Kearney Bank is your one-stop SBA lending source. They will work with you to create a flexible repayment schedule with terms up to 25 years, down payments for as little as 10%, and a very competitive loan pricing. to find the right loan to fit your needs. Contact the friendly professionals like Vince Mico at Kearney Bank Loan Department today. Call 800-273-3406. Just like that, Kearney Bank has locations throughout Jersey, now open on Staten Island and in Brooklyn. Visit Kearney Bank today online at kearneybank.com. By the way, if you're out of Jersey, it's spelled K-E-A-R-N-Y, Kearney, okay? kearneybank.com or call them at 800-273-3406. Kearney Bank, a local bank you can trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios.
It makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
There we go. Wally Hines, the Salem News Capitol Hill correspondent. Wally, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks.
Thanks for taking the time, man. I'm dying to find out what's the inside line inside the Beltway with the Kanye visit to the Oval Office, man.
It was surreal. It was absolutely surreal. It was riveting television, and I'm not sure the president even knew what was happening yesterday. It's one of the few times that he was almost left speechless.
I know. Hey, Wally, walk me through it. So they brought him. They brought the Kanye in with Jim Brown, the great Jim Brown, and a couple other guests. And then now, and I guess the White House says, okay, bring the press in, which is so bold. I don't care what anybody says. Wally, it's so bold. You got Kanye in there. Bring the press in live. It's okay. We're going to deal with this. I mean, have you ever in your lifetime, really? So then, is that where Kanye just went off on his own, I guess? Is that what happened?
I think he launched into a 10-minute monologue that was, a little bit quite, really wasn't family-friendly, but that's what happens when these things happen. Luckily, those things are recorded ahead of time. They record them just a few minutes before they actually put them out on the air. So I think they were able to bleep some of the more questionable comments.
Could not believe he did that. Could not believe he said that. That's as street talk, and that's like a vernacular that is everyday street talk, right or wrong, on the streets. And the president smiled and shook his head. What can he do? Okay,
not much else you could do with that.
I know, exactly. But I love the rawness of it. But you know what was interesting, Wally Hines, is that Kanye made sense, which people go, oh, no, he's always rambling. He made sense. He said, and I've been railing about this on the radio, on this program, Wally, for years, because that my mission is to help at-risk children. I walk those streets, man, in Camden and the rough areas of the United States, the stressed areas. Bring jobs in. Can you imagine? Wouldn't it be wild? Because I know the president is hip to it because he mentioned inner cities early on, but how wild would it be, and how upset would the progressive left be if Kanye West actually, you created thousands of jobs in the inner cities across America. Wouldn't that be wild, man?
And sparks prison reform.
Yes.
Was another one of the topics that he brought up yesterday was prison reform. So now you have Kim Kardashian, who, who convinced the president to release a former woman that had been convicted on drug charges, and now you have Kanye West advising on helping at-risk children in prison reform.
Yeah, it's interesting. Jared Kushner was there. That to me was, the juxtaposition of Jared Kushner and Kanye West. I mean, really, I'm watching it, but I'm thinking prison reform. And Kanye looked to Jared and mentioned Jared, and he talked about prison reform because, as we know, that was one. But that's Jared, one of Jared's missions with the White House, correct?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. He's been pushing for prison reform now since he actually joined the administration.
Look at this, man. You got to love it. You got to love it, Wally. It was just – but that is all the buzz. That's all the buzz down there, correct?
It was the president as reality TV. It was fascinating.
Oh, man. Hey, so Wally, so things have calmed down on the other end in regards to the Kavanaugh confirmation as the left kind of...
Well, they have, but, we jumped right from the controversy over Kavanaugh into midterm elections full time. I mean, there's no break whatsoever.
Yeah.
The Senate finished up its job last night 2 weeks early, and they left town, so neither the House nor the Senate is here. They're all out campaigning now.
Yeah, and what's the word on that? What are we feeling with the midterms? What are you hearing down there?
Oh, boy. It's anybody's guess. I think the House is certainly in play in terms of who will become the majority party. I think the Senate probably, and this is just my educated guess, I think the Senate is probably going to remain in Republican control.
Yeah, yeah, which is interesting, but we'll see what happens, and we'll break them all down for you. And Frankie Fiveboroughs has all that. Fiveboroughs has all that information. Hey, Wally, what's the smart money predicting about who the next ambassador to the UN will be? Did you hear anything about that?
I don't know. Dina Paola pulled herself out of the running last night, so now we don't know. I haven't heard any other names yet.
Yeah, amazing. I don't know. Bolton going back, maybe?
You know, I wouldn't think so. I would think that for him that would not be considered a step up. But, you know, all cards are on the table at this point.
Yeah. What about Rosenstein? What's happening with Rosenstein? The congressional Republicans seem pretty fired up about this. Are they going to call him there for a hearing over his alleged comments over the 25th Amendment? What are you hearing down there, Wally?
It's quite interesting. There is kind of a hot and cold relationship between him and the president. The two of them get along relatively well, as you've noticed lately, that the president has kind of put that whole issue on the back burner, at least until after the midterms. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. But the two of them actually do get along, and I think there is some fear that if they put someone else in there, that relationship could get even worse. So it's on hold right now.
And the wall, Wally Hines, rumor is that funding for the wall may be a sticking point for continuing funding of the government come December. Is that true? Is that what you're hearing?
Absolutely. They put it off during this short-term spending bill. That is going to be the biggie when they go for this next spending bill, which has to be approved before December 7th or we face a partial government shutdown. That's going to be a biggie.
Man, Wally, when you got into the business, did you ever think you'd have a White House like what's going on now? You got to love it, Wally, though. It makes it interesting, doesn't it, though? Huh? Never a dull moment?
You know, after 40-some years in this business, I never thought that this would be what I was doing. But I have to tell you, Joe, it's fascinating every day. You wake up every morning and you don't know what is going to happen, and that's one of the reasons I got into business.
Yeah, it's great. It's true. You can't make it up, and that's what we love about it. We really do on the radio. Wally, thanks, man. Keep us posted. Stay close, Wally Hines, and thanks so much, my friend.
Anytime, Joe. Thanks.
All right, Wally Hines, he's a Salem News Capitol Hill correspondent down there, 649. It's so funny if you get into the business, and then this goes on at the White House with Kanye West is down there, Jim Brown's down there, Jared Kushner's down there, Kanye's talking to Jared. You can't make it up. I love every minute of it. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50. Debbie, you got back in that crazy rainstorm yesterday? You got back okay?
Oh, yeah. I went right on to my other job. Yeah, just keep
you
on
did?
Going.
You weren't working somewhere else you weren't working.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm in
God.
Sales. You know, I've got to, you know, when you're in sales, the show must go on. You got to keep going. I had so much fun hanging out at Flips with you guys, too. That was fun.
That was great to see your parents yesterday as well.
Yes. Yeah, they really enjoyed it.
People.
Yeah, they really enjoyed it. And it was such a nice day. And, you know, Mitch Modell was there. So
Mitchell,
many great people. Oh, that was so fun. Yeah,
Mitchell's
Steve
the best.
Adubato. Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm.
It was great. Debbie, always great to be with you. 10 minutes before 7 on a rainy, rainy Friday in New York. Debbie's got the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, it's messy on the New England Thruway southbound as you get down past the Hutch. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers, so expect some delays there. Eastbound side of the BQE, really busy up by Cadman Plaza with flooding. Westbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge, accident blocking a few lanes. They just cleaned up an accident on the FDR Drive south as you get into the 30s. Southbound Van Wyck into the Jackie Robinson, flooding issues to contend with there. It's still a little bit flooded here on the northern state east, getting right out toward Wolf Hill Road. Left lane is blocked. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 10 at the tolls, but busy through Project 495 on the way out toward the Lincoln. Holland's still about 30 minutes into town. Over on 287 South, exit 36 into Morristown. A collision there. Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds reduced because of the weather. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg discusses pension funds, emergency preparedness, opioid addiction, and the VA with Congressman Dan Donovan. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Join AM 970, The Answer, and Manhattan GOP Chairwoman Andrea Katsimatidis on October 24th at the Elegant Empire Steakhouse on East 50th Street for Candidates and Cocktails, a live political forum hosted by John Katsimatidis, Kevin McCullough, and Mark Molinaro. Enjoy riveting political discourse and a live radio broadcast of Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis over Empire Steakhouse's sumptuous hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Tickets for this incredible evening begin at $75. For more information, go to AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com. AM970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Here's your AM970 weather answer forecast.
Rain falling heavily at times will continue to cause flooding across roads and in areas of poor drainage during the morning commute. But the rain will end from west to east later this morning. It'll be windy and much cooler during the day with clouds and breaks of some sun. Temperatures will drop into the upper 50s this morning, recovering back to 63 in the afternoon. A brisk, chilly night tonight, a low of 49 in Midtown, but closer to 40 in some suburbs. And tomorrow's going to stay brisk and chilly with some sunny breaks and a high of 57. Sunshine still cool Sunday with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Maggie Johnson, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Good morning. Welcome to Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes before 7 o'clock with Jersey Joe, 6:55 on AM 970. The Answer with
it's Kanye's
Al.
Theme.
That's great. This
it's
is
the
it.
Theme from Superman. Superman's his favorite hero when he wears the hat.
I just thought it was funny. I just thought it was so funny that he said that. I loved every single second of Kanye West in the Oval, except for the he used the street vernacular in front of the president. And Frankie, what could the president say? What could the president say? Kanye, watch your mouth. It could have been funny. I guess you could have tried to correct him, but he just laughed and kind of just shook it off.
Yeah,
but,
I think it's a shame that the president had to be in that position, but I don't know how he could have handled it better. What is he supposed to agree with him? You are a crazy mother effer.
Yeah. And the hug was a little awkward. Always weird when a guy gets up and walks around the table to give you a hug and you're still seated and receiving the hug.
But you know, I have to tell you, I got to give President Trump credit here, because what he did was he put that. The desk was there. He didn't give credence to Kanye like he did to Nikki Haley by sitting right next to her, right. or a world leader. You know, when they go in front of the fireplace there in that room and they're sitting together. But then he had the desk there and he did not stand when Kanye walked over. That was purposeful. That was because if he stood up, it would have been like a world leader. It would have been he's the president of the United States. Although we know it was Donald J. Trump from New York. I thought he had no choice but to. I think let that comment go and then not to stand up. But it was a little awkward. But there was actually, I don't know, it was for him to say what he said. And then when Kanye West goes to Jared, you the two people you would think were on the opposite ends of the spectrum of life, Kanye West and Jared Kushner, the two of them, right? Yet Kanye goes, Jared, about prison reform, and he starts with prison reform. Mm. And Jim Brown has been great on that. I remember I had the privilege of being with the great Jim Brown, and the way he goes into that America I Can, where he helps out prisoners, how they come into life. He's been working on that forever. And Jared, because his dad was in prison, understands this. Now it's Kanye West and Jared. Listen, let's just open it up. Nothing else has been done in Washington. Why not at least try this? So I think it was good. And, man, if they could just – and I talked to Mike Lindell about it, because I know I got the inside line early on in the administration. Now, Mike Lindell talks to President Trump, and they talk about the inner cities and about helping the inner cities. They're starting Minneapolis, and they want to start all around. And Ben Carson is into this as well. Now, if Kanye starts talking about it, man, you go to Nike, you guilt Nike, you guilt Nike. You say, Nike, you're going again. You're putting Kaepernick as a poster boy, yet you have slave labor. And Kanye West said this yesterday to the President of the United States. You got slave labor in China, yet you're not hiring us in the inner cities of America. Going back to my hometown of Chicago, Kanye said. Boom! That's exactly right. Yet, what are all the left does, they what they call Kanye West. It was so racist and so horrible. Yet, listen to what the man is saying. Listen to what he's saying. That the Democrats, the socialists, the progressive left has abandoned the inner cities of the United States of America. Shame on them. Step up. It would do them justice if they listened to Kanye West. I'm telling you, you got to take it for what it's worth. And if you can get something good out of it for the country and certainly for the stressed areas of the country, that's a good thing. Radio Episcopal, hey, we're just getting started. Happy Friday. We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
62 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit Police investigating after a man is hit and killed by a train. Happened last night near the Bound Brook station. The train was headed from that area to Newark Penn at the time. Officials described the man as a trespasser, didn't release any more information about him. Federal prosecutors charging seven medical professionals in the New York City area with illegally distributing pain pills and helping to further the opioid crisis. Five doctors, two nurse practitioners are facing charges, often for working with people to overly prescribe oxycodone pills that were then sold on the street. The accused worked throughout New York City, in Westchester, and on Long Island. In sports, Giants lost to the Eagles 34-13. Rangers beat the Sharks in overtime 3-2. Devils blanked the Capitals 6-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.